ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 found in As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin alayhi salamullah. In this supplication, the Imam alayhi salam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeks refuge in him from number of things. We got to the point or the part where the Imam says, وَشَكَاسْتُ الْأَخْلَاقُ Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from bad morals. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires a person to have good morals and good ethics more than actual good deeds, good a'mal. Because sometimes, me and you, we might pray to Allah, we might, you know, supplicate to Allah, read Quran, and do all these good things. But when it comes to our akhlaq, our dealing with other people, and dealing with our family members, and dealing with our, you know, classmates or our, you know, work friends, our akhlaq changes. Allah says no. You know, if you do the bare minimum when it comes to ibadah, but you have better akhlaq, then that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than too much ibadah, too much worship with less akhlaq. Because we said it's going to affect my ibadah if I have bad akhlaq. So bad manners and bad akhlaq are something that me and you, we need to avoid when we are dealing with people and when we are dealing with especially those who are close to us. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So when we were saying that Allah requires akhlaq more, because obviously it plays a higher role, and even when it comes to bad akhlaq compared to bad deeds, Allah says bad akhlaq are worse than bad deeds. Let's look at this concept. When I do something haram, obviously I am dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, if it's between me and you, I am ghafoorun rahim. I am forgiving, merciful. I might forgive you your bad actions if it's a sin that is between me and Allah. But when it is a bad moral, a moral vice that is done with another person, Allah, He Himself says in the hadith, He says, it is no longer in my hand. I can't do much. If you want to seek forgiveness, you have to go to the person himself and seek forgiveness from him. For example, backbiting or ghibah In the hadith, it tells us, Allah says, I can't do much. If you want forgiveness, go to that person and ask him to forgive you. If you've taken something from someone, you need to return it to him. So on the day of judgment, Allah will say, this is between you and him. If he forgives you, I forgive you. If he doesn't, I can't do much. So you see that Allah even says here, bad actions or bad deeds or sins, he says it is much better than having bad morals and bad akhlaq. Because you kind of put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a position where you limit his mercy upon you, which makes things even worse. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. So if we want to keep that mercy open, we have to make sure that our akhlaq are intact. And when we look at the narrations and the riwayat, it says most people enter hellfire not because they did not worship Allah enough, actually because they had bad akhlaq. And especially when it comes to the tongue, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says most people enter hellfire because of their tongues, because they either talk about people badly, they harm people with their words, they swear at them, they curse them, they accuse them of things, they do riba, they do fitna and sedation, and they do all this action that are directed towards people. And in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sorry, I can't do much about it. You're welcome to enter hell for a couple of thousands of years. Now, that's something that I and you do not want. Let us take a short break, and then we will continue right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says to Abu Dharr, Ya Aba Dharr, la yazalu al-abd yazdadu min Allahi bu'dan ma sa'a khuluquh. A person will remain getting further and further away from Allah as long as his akhlaq, his morals are bad. So every time my akhlaq gets worse and worse, the further I drift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we talk about akhlaq, it is not the akhlaq that I deal with people on the outside. Because sometimes when I'm outside, I have a different skin. When I am inside the house, I have another skin. You see, some people in their own houses, they are nothing but tyrants. They are nothing but pharaohs. They are nothing but dictators. When they enter the house, the whole family goes on a panic mode, right? And the yelling and screaming and shouting and hitting all begins in the house. The wife is being treated badly. The kids are treated badly. And the father thinks he's a mu'min, he's an abid. Why? Because when he goes outside, he's a different person altogether. Allah says, maybe you can fool people, but you can't fool me. So the more of this akhlaq that becomes worse and worse inside the house before being outside, Allah says, you're drifting away from me. I am no longer close to you. So in order for us to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost, we need to correct and rectify our akhlaq. Because sometimes when it comes to ibadah, we just do it either because it becomes a habit or because we're afraid. So we have no issue with ibadah. But when it comes to akhlaq, sometimes we seem to think it's an option. I can do it, I cannot, or at least I can switch it on and off whenever I feel like it. The concept is, such concept is wrong. We need to rethink it again. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد